Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is October 25th, 2018. It is Dream Theme Thursday, and I have to tell you a story about last night. I went to an event of kids who were performing. They were telling stories, and they did them kind of as comedy skits with actors. And it's a nonprofit organization called, the show is called The Biggest Story, but it's called Storytellers. And they're the ones who tell the story, and they act them out as they do them. And it's really funny, and they do it once a year. So I go. And, you know, we planned it. We left early. We had time to have dinner before the show. And during dinner, I felt like I was going to fall asleep. And I thought, God, that feels weird. I'm so sleepy. So the next thing I know, we're sitting in the place, beautiful place. It's in L.A., but it's an old theater, and it's so ornate inside and all of these things. And I go and I sit down. And I fall asleep. And I think, well, it's good. I'm in here early. No one's in the room yet. I can fall asleep now and wake up when it starts. I never woke up. I kept dreaming that I was in the seat going home, or I was in the back seat going home. And I thought, but it's kind of bumpy in the back seat. And I'm thinking all these things while I'm asleep at this play. So then I decide I'm going to wake up myself somehow, and I get up, and all I could remember is that one of my eyes was down and the other one was trying so hard to open. Finally, after the first act, they're saying, you know, do you just want to go home? And I thought, yes, I think I just need to go home, because now I was delirious, and I literally just couldn't be there. So on the way out, they had this big open bar and this big reception, and they were going to have a big party afterwards. They were giving out popcorn, and I took a big thing of popcorn, and I just ate it to keep myself awake till I got home, and then just fell asleep. So when my alarm went off this morning, I was like, no way, that's not my alarm. I'm thinking, what is wrong with me? I cannot sound, you're not going to move, but holy cow. It was like there was lead in my head. It was unbelievable. I couldn't lift myself to get myself to open my eyes for what felt like hours. Because you know how you dream, you wake up, you sleep, and it was probably only an hour into the program when I was already in the car. So, oh my gosh, I just can't believe last night. But either way, I am awake somehow today, and I'm up and running, and I have a lot of dreams. So let me get started on the dreams. And the first one is from Chris from Ireland. And he says, hi, Nadia. I had a dream where a man was holding a four-year-old child in one arm and shooting a gun in the sky. A man then wrestled him to the ground. Then a child stood before me, and his coat and face were covered in patches of blood. Then I looked to the right and saw Superman. He was holding a child and took off to the stars. You believe in happy endings. You want something to come and save you and be there for you. Someone, something, somehow. You are looking for your own superhero. It's interesting when it looks like a child in there and, you know, wow, that's wrong. That man shouldn't be shooting a gun into the sky. And then another man tried to say, hey, that's wrong. That's not okay. And then the child was before you, but you didn't help the child. the superhero came down and helped the child. And what this dream is telling you is that whatever it is you want in your life, it's in your hands. It's in your hands. Because whatever happened in your lifetime, feel that you did not take care of or didn't learn how to take care of issues that may have been faced by you as a child, you probably then wish that somebody would come to you better than the choices you had. And in your dream, somebody came to that child and helped them away from what they know and what they've seen. And there's something, and I don't know what kind of town you live in, Chris, but in towns where people have known you all your life, it's hard to change. It's really hard to change because everyone's already stereotyped you, told you who you are. Whatever you've done, they know. You can't start fresh for anything. And you just want a child that you're now paying attention to be saved, to be taken care of. I get it. I think there's so many times in my life I wanted to be saved and met many people who right now currently want to be saved. And it's not easy wanting to be saved because we keep thinking something bigger than us, better than us, one thing that's going to happen, one incident is going to come and change our life for us. Then we'll do the other work. But that's actually not how it works. It works best when you're a part of it, no matter what the outcome, no matter how you try, no matter why you're trying it, it works best when it's you. Something that I've been getting a lot, even with people close to me who say, but you know, you keep trying, but you keep, and I'm like, yeah, I do keep trying. Don't look at that as a negative. Don't look at that as that I'm stupid. Don't look at that as I have to keep trying. You don't need a yes from everybody. That's something I learned from my son while he was doing an interview. When they asked him, what kept you going? And he said, all I needed was one yes. He didn't need a yes from everybody. He just needed one. And that yes is from us to keep going, to keep trying, to take responsibility for the fact that we are the ones who have to try. Even if you have to consciously tell yourself in your mind, in your heart, even if you have to say, hey, you know what? This has got to come from me. I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm going to keep trying and I'm sure I'll find it. Because then you have a fighting chance giving you. So great dream. And thank you for sharing it. I have another dream. And this one is from Susan. And she says, dream season. I dreamt about caring for a house and I did my best and the house was in perfect shape. But the owner of the house complained about chocolate in the basement that was wrapped up and in a place where it did not belong. She made a huge fuss. I did not know what to feel. There was not room for guilt, and getting mad was out of proportion. So I just shrugged and said, oh, well, I forgot it there. Then she offered me an apartment to stay in. It was tiny and old-fashioned. Again, I don't know what to feel, but I accepted. Then I walked out into the garden. There was an open gate, and behind there was a graveyard. There were strange people in there. One guy was looking at me and kept mumbling about something. Mumbling something about hollow people. I backed up, closed the gate, and made sure it was locked. Too spooky, I thought. Whatever it whatever is on his mind, I do not need to find out. The night before, I dreamt about trees being cut down by people I had employed to do so. I was just amazed at the precise work. The lead worker showed me around, and I saw big trees they cut. Okay, so that's a different dream. So let me go back to this first dream about caring for a house and it being perfect, and then one thing being off and the person complaining. I mean that with people only, not the house, not the apartment that you accepted, even though it was old-fashioned. Why did you accept the apartment? Why were you there? Why did you go? That everything that looks perfect on the outside, there's something human about people that we either accept or we don't, that nobody's perfect. Even though they may have complained that there was chocolate in the basement and you were the one who left it there and said you wouldn't do it again, you accepted that person and then you stayed in their apartment knowing that feel that way about anything that's out of order. So what happened was you subject yourself to greater acceptance of being somewhere that's not okay. I need you to really think about this one. The person complained because you left chocolate somewhere. Didn't make you happy. Then she offered you an apartment to stay, and it was tiny and it was old-fashioned. And to make matters worse, there's a graveyard with crazy feelings in there, and you still stayed. Hey, you know what? This person and I probably won't get along because I may leave things around from time to time, and we're going to end up having big arguments over it unless I say, hey, you know what? I know you offered me this apartment, but I can't stay because I don't know if we will get along. I don't know if I'd be happy with everything having to be in place because I undoubtedly may leave something behind and it may upset you. Or even after step two, you're in this apartment, you go out to the yard, and it's a graveyard. And then you lock the door and run and be scared like a victim instead of saying, hey, you know what? I was just going to rent an apartment here, and I don't think this is my spot. And leaving. Really think about that. If the signs are in front of you, make a decision based on how well you will fit there as opposed to accepting whatever anyone gives you. Investigate. Just because something is new, it doesn't make it right. See a red flag, even a white flag, even a yellow flag in front of you. Ask yourself questions instead of saying, well, these are my circumstances now. I'll make the best of it. Say, hey, wait a minute. Kind of weird that the whole place is great and one thing's out of place and it got noticed. This person might be really OCD about their house. And if I'm going to stay in their house, it's their house, their rules. And, oh, I get in the apartment and it's little and it's old-fashioned, not my thing, but I'll stay. Ah, there's a graveyard back there. Stay. Ask yourself why you go deeper and deeper into staying somewhere that isn't right for you on any level. Pay attention to the clues in the beginning. Everything isn't great in the beginning and horrible in the end, then you got to try something new. Make the right decisions earlier on. Second one, the night before I dreamt about trees being cut down by people I had employed to do so. I was just amazed at the precise work. The lead worker showed me around and I saw the huge big trees they cut. They looked more like pillars of a Greek temple and they were aligned perfectly. Three on each side in rows and two bigger ones in the middle. They stood on a slope. The way they had fallen defied gravity as their top was above the stem, not down below as normal. There were no soil to be seen, just sawdust on the ground. The ground had precise circles and measurements, and the man showed me around, explained it all to me. It made perfect sense that it was all about architecture and geometry. I was befuddled and didn't know what to make of it. I said, all of this just to cut in my wake life where watching trees being cut causes me pain. I didn't feel anything. Oh my, really weird dreams. I feel like I am not getting something and I'm supposed to understand. Thank you for reading this. Love and light to the crew. I hope you guys are benefiting from this. It's showing you, the first dream is telling you, watch the clues. The second dream, watch the clues. They're doing something that you normally wouldn't want to see happen, and that would be cutting down trees. Ordinary about it that made you rethink or relook at what was actually going on and how they were basically. You know how snowflakes are all different, but snowflakes are the most precise geometric figures you will ever see in your lifetime that just fall from the sky, literally. And you think it's cool that God kind of thought, oh, I might give these people some snowflakes to take a look at. And you think it's a snowflake and it melts in a minute, but it's absolutely astonishing when you look at them. And we overlook the joy because we have preconceived ideas that we shouldn't be knocking down trees, so we don't see that trees will still grow. Maybe we're knocking them down too fast, maybe, but there was something to do with them. It's interesting that take a look at what you used to think, everybody was really as bad as you thought they were. Because your first dream was about accepting new, no matter if the person was probably near crazy and there was a graveyard behind the place, but you stayed because it was new. And then you'll figure it out and then probably leave later. But the second dream is telling you a bit more. Go back and rethink what you've made decisions on. Accept, forgive yourself and others for what you previously were stuck in the mud thinking about them, and see their beauty. Really weird dreams. They're actually very precise dreams. And what you weren't getting is new is not better and old is not bad. I hope that makes sense to you because, God, it's as clear as day in my mind. So I'm going to stop there before I overgo into it. That is your message. Everything, everyone in your past or what you've done is not bad, wrong, or something to be swept under a rug, gotten over. You've learned from these people with what you needed to learn. Don't discount it. And don't accept new situations without doing your due diligence like you've done to the people or things that you have done in your past. Get some balance in there. Okay, next dream. Let me see if it's supposed to be anonymous. Let's see. It says, Dear Nadia, I have three very short dreams. The first one I had a couple of days ago. The third a long time ago, but it still pops up in my head. As always, I would love to hear your interpretation. Okay, says nothing about anonymous. This one is from Croatia, from Maria. I am in my own bedroom, or in my own bathroom. There is a girl hiding a bottle of water. Everything feels weird. I think I want to come inside the bottle. Nothing makes sense. At the same time, it reminds me of the past. I am falling on my back, but an invisible presence catches me. The most surprising factor of it all was the realness of the physical touch of the invisible presence. Isn't that interesting? That how real our dreams feel? Because we are literally playing it out. Literally. We're playing it out. so that when we wake up, we don't forget it, because that realness puts it into our real life that we wake up to. And I know people have said to me, and I love the thought of it. I've thought about it, how we're more awake when we're asleep than we are when we're awake. And this is one of those things where, you know, there's a girl holding a bottle and you want to go inside the bottle. Nothing makes sense, but really what you're looking for was a sense of safety in the midst of change. Something in you is changing and a part of you wants to go back to who you were, but the reality is that the bottle is too small for you. You're bigger than the bottle. So whatever it is you need from life is bigger than what's around you. And you can't go back into the womb and be who you were because you've already grown past who you were. It's a huge growth dream, a huge one, because when you start changing, when any of us start changing, we have a lot of questions, know where we're going. But in this dream, an invisible presence catches you. And all that's telling you is keep going. You are going to be okay. You really, really are going to be okay. That invisible presence was just letting you know it was there. And invisible is not a mystery. All have invisible presence around us. We all have a set of angels. It's you know, we think, oh, angels and God. And I'm not here to say it's not a big deal. But it's not abnormal. We all have it, whether we know it or not, whether we admit it or not, whether we care or not. They're there. They're around you all the time. But they respect your free will. And once in a while, when you take yourself to a point and you're not sure where you're going, and you kind of talk to them or think about, gosh, you know, God, I really need some direction. Not I want an answer. Or give me the direction. Like, where do I go? What do I do next? No. Just is the road open? And basically you're told that, hey, you're supported. You're not going to fall to the ground. None of us do, but sometimes we need to know, especially if we're breaking ground in a community or a country or a school or with friends or wherever we are, three lines of who we are. If that makes any sense. You are kind of a little bit of a trailblazer on an emotional level for your environment. And it's just saying, hey, you're okay. Can't go back into the womb, but you really are out. But you're safe being out. You're okay. The second one. My dad passed away. I see a suit and a red tie. In reality, he doesn't own them, but in the dream, they were his. I held them and cried. He's letting me know he's okay. My mom came to me that way wearing a dress I had because she always loved plaids and she wore this plaid dress and I'll never forget the dress. I don't even know where it is now, but she was wearing it. And I said, oh my gosh, Mom, you look great. Now you can come over for dinner again. Because in my dream, I know she didn't die. She left here. I was so excited. And she was happy there without me, but she came back to tell me. So it was kind of interesting. If he just visited you and let you know he was okay. Number three, you are doing some work project in your living area and you are calling to me to join you and the rest of the people. But I can't come because I have some work to finish here. I feel very annoyed because I would love to come. This dream is about acceptance, that whether you came or not, because your love would be there. and to trust that if you can't be everywhere at one time, you'll still be okay. You need to take care of yourself first. Even if it was me there, but it was me in your dream because you are already safe. I wasn't going to get mad at you for not being able to come or be upset with you. You were more upset with yourself that you couldn't come. But the beauty of it is that you need to take care of yourself first, not to forget that. Supporting you, invisible presence is supporting you, which is really just home, home on earth. And you've already come out of the womb, you can't go back in. So all your dreams kind of all fit together. And that's actually very, very cool. I have a last dream, and this one, I don't know if it's anonymous, but let's go. Hi, Nadia. I have a very short dream with you, and I thought I was awake, and it really happened. I even had to check a few times, but it was a dream. I got an Instagram notification from you. You liked and posted a message on a pic. Apparently, the pic was mine, but I didn't know it. You asked me, did you make this? I knew I didn't, but I couldn't respond right away because I was too sleepy. The pic looked very ambiguous, like a sci-fi bubbled house in a woodsy area, or it could have been a huge caterpillar. I have no idea, but I woke and I couldn't tell you in the dream I didn't create the image. Anyway, I never dream with you, so I thought to share it. Much love your way, and thank you, Eliana. It's funny because I just learned how to do new pictures. I'm doing them, but now I needed her to do some more. I would do the postings, and then she would do the graphics. And I thought, gosh, I better learn how to do this. If Pam's ever off for a day or something, we like feast or famine. We get a lot, and then we don't get any. And then what if I'm off, and I could pre-make them? And, yeah, I'm thinking all this stuff. And you're tied in somehow to me, and we feel a sense of we're all on the same page, and it doesn't matter who puts up the pic, and it doesn't matter who puts anything up. It's the fact, and the only thing that matters is that we put out the message, and the message is all about self-acceptance and reclaiming yourself and rejuvenating yourself and self-care. And it's just saying, doesn't matter where the love comes from as long as there is love. And that goes for your life as well. That no matter who's around you, no matter where the love comes from, appreciate the love, not just what people do wrong or if something isn't okay. Because there was enough love for you to trust that whether it was you or me or whoever, it was cool. It was cool. So maybe I would, for the next couple of days, really focus on people you're not so crazy about and what they do right, what they do great, what they offer your family, what they offer yourself. And see if your mind changes a little bit to where love is love is love. It's just the relationships that are different. Wow, I made it through all the dreams. Thank you for your dreams. I love you so very much, and I'll see you tomorrow on Questions Friday.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.